pescoço. Pescoço. To be together. To sit together. Rakshifta yitain virapa yirapa. Rakshifta yitain virapa yirapa. There's a refuah for a person, Shabbos. The tzaddikim tell us, Rakshifta yitain virapa yirapa. Is that Shabbos gives refuah, both in Gashmias and Ruchnias. As we said, V'yu rachamecha mezgoylu l'malam kachecha. To sit Sunday night together. And I dedicate everything that I'm going to say. This is all a poischem b'chvei lachsanya. Usually when you speak, and you're a guest, which I am, so we introduce with the honor of the host. And this time, the whole entire thing that I'm saying, Yaakov ben Orabina, Orabina Bas, Adina Esther, and the whole family here, Mama Shahelaga home. And I dedicate everything that I'm saying for this special, 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 deep, incredible Mishpacha. And I can't thank you enough. You know, one of the benefits of living in Chutz Laaretz, one of the benefits, I guess, living in New York, because you could live in LA, in Florida, but one of the benefits is that you can feel the warmth of a home. There's a benefit of it being cold outside. The benefit of it being cold outside is that you're able to feel the warmth and the love inside. That's what a home is. The greatest struggle that we all have, and I say this all the time, is when a child is looking in the streets for love. And we're not judging anyone. There's no judgment. How could we possibly judge anybody? I didn't make that up. It's a Mishnah. You can't judge anyone until you know where they come from, and you'll never know where anybody comes from, so you can never judge them. Both from a physical, psychological standpoint, and lahavdil, of course, from a neshama standpoint. And when someone's out in the streets looking for love, and looking for other things, and chas v'shalom, we're not judging anyone, because the Imre Emes said, and nowadays, the Imre Emes, back, I think he passed away in the 40s even, not sure, but a long time ago, almost 100 years ago. And he says this, that they say the apple does not fall far from the tree, doesn't apply anymore when the winds are so strong. So for sure us, we're not judging anyone. But every person here, young and old, every person here, young and old, wants one thing for their home. And we want their home to be a home of love and acceptance and space and love and peace and listening. And I feel that here while I'm here. I just want to tell you, I feel that so strong. I know that from Yaakov. For sure, from the whole family, from his mother, from his grandparents. Like, it's mamish. It's like the biggest thing that we can do for another yid.
Sorry, Sonny.
Just give them a makom, give them a space. Give them space. Give them love. Love is not something that we always give out. Love is sometimes just being the love of a mother. I spoke about it last night. The love of a mother, the love of a woman was built for that, to be to care for children, to be for something that we don't know. The men we don't know. I've never been. I'm not a mother. Never be a mother. The love. And it's cold outside. It's cold outside. It's cold outside. It's very cold outside. And you know, I don't mean that in a physical sense. My aunt used to tell my mother, used to say, when you're raising your children, you go outside and you go in the carpool, you go on the bus, and you go to school. And people can be mean, and people can be rude, and you could be bullied a little bit, and this one's not good, and this one that. Outside, it's a tough world outside. When a person comes home, people who know about people who suffer from deep, deep trauma and deep things that people suffer from, they know, they talk about just being home. I just want to be home. I just want to be in my home. They say the difference between the tzaddik, they say the tzaddik in pelts. I think that's how they say it. They say that there are two ways to warm yourself. You could put on a coat, and you can light a fire. When you put on a coat, you warm yourself up. When you light a fire, you warm yourself up, and you light the person next to you. You light them up. Just to take a moment for us to think, for just a moment, you know, to think of the of people who don't have that, who don't have a home, who don't have that space, who don't have that ability to fall apart. I always tell people, like your kid is learning well in yeshiva, your kid's doing well on the outside, and then they come home and they're fighting and they're sleeping late. And then this, I'm like, what would you rather the other way? That they're fighting outside and they're peaceful in your home? Your home is a place where you're able to fall apart. You got to fall apart somewhere. You have to let it down somewhere. All of us. Everybody needs a place. So I dedicate the theme that I'm going to talk about from the tzaddikim to this incredible, loving, warm family. This incredible, loving home. It should be a schus for Achino Kol Beis Yisrael. It should be a schus for Bar Avram Ben Julia, amongst all the hostages, and Achino Kol Beis Yisrael and the Sunim Batzur Bashivya, wherever they are. That the Makom, I just made up this pshat today with Yedid Nafshi, with my Mishpacha, with my family, with Sani. We made up the pshat today. Hamakom Yerachem Aleihem. To give somebody space, to give someone love, to just give someone of your heart. To just give someone your heart, even if they don't know that you gave them your heart. I always say I love sitting around and just looking at people and just judging them l'kaf schus and just seeing the good, especially when it's difficult to see the good sometimes. It's difficult. And just to look at them and say, oh, what a yid, what a beautiful person. To look at yourself that way, to look in the mirror. You know, they talk about that affirmations. It's much deeper to look at yourself and to love yourself. The tzaddikim tell us. So thank you. I just want to say publicly, I don't know where your mother is. Thank you. I can't thank you enough. Thank you. How many years has it been? I've been in touch with Mrs. Munchik, with Orobina, for many, many years, connecting. For one thing, really, it's mamish. I can't believe I'm sitting here, but I can. Because when you do good things and you care and you love and you want, it could take time, it could take years. That's what I want to speak about a little bit. It could take time. Take time, but you arrive. The fact that we're sitting here together, the fact that Rabbi Rudinsky came, the fact that there's such warmth and love in this room, in this house, it doesn't just come. It doesn't just happen. It comes from tears. It comes from dedication. It comes from commitment. It comes from, you know, the word love is abused a little bit. It comes from dedication, commitment, sleepless nights, worrying, money. As we get older, we realize that we're here for a purpose. We're here in this world for a purpose. The tzaddikim tell us that it's yirida l'tzorech aliyah. Is that each and every one of us? Do you mind? I know this might be not nice to do. Do you mind if we? I'm a little bit like I get distracted. It's not them, but if we could keep it down in the kitchen, I'm so sorry. I feel terrible. I'm not. It's like not just in a nice way. Just that if everybody could just, that if we could have a few moments just to. The tzaddikim tell us that it's yirida l'tzorech aliyah. Is that every person is put in this world. Everybody is put in this world, and it's a very difficult journey to come down into this world. It's one of the reasons that it's so uncomfortable. It's one of the reasons, by the way, the Mashkiach in Lakewood, Reb Nosson Wachtfogel, said over, that's why people love watching sports. Why do people love MMA? Why do people love watching people beat up each other? Football. So he says, because the neshama and the guf are always fighting. The neshama and the guf, there's always a fight. We come down into this world. We come down, and then you see that fight. It's much easier to see someone else go back and forth, because you're living vicariously through the game, through the fight. That's why no one likes watching a game. That's why the Super Bowl this year was a boring Super Bowl. Not that I watched it, but not that it would have been a problem if I watched it. But the point is that I happen not to watch it. But the pshat is that it's a bad game. Why is it a bad game? You know what the reason it's a bad game? Because everybody knows deep down that life is about that struggle. And we have to remind ourselves, when you watch the back and forth, it's much harder when we go through the struggle. And I dedicate this to you, Yaakov, to your family. I dedicate this. When a person struggles, we think you're having a yirida. The tzaddikim tell us, pitaim, nidmalehem, that they have a yirida. They thought for a second that I have a yirida. As one of my quotes that I just saw recently, I daven for flowers. I'm davening for flowers, and Hashem makes it rain. I'm davening for flowers, and Hashem makes it rain. I'm davening for happiness, and Hashem gives me a struggle that I'm not happy. I'm davening for parnasa, And Hashem makes it difficult for me. It doesn't make sense. But if we look deeper, we think it's a yirida. Pita nidmalehem. A person thinks he's having a yirida. The most important thing to remember, this whole entire existence on this planet, the whole entire reason we're here on this planet is yirida l'tzarech aliyah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need, what does he have, malachim? We can't imagine the malachim who praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu all the time. Animals do what they do. Adam, we, and not just Adam Stam. To be Stam a Jew, to be Stam a Jew, to be a person who doesn't struggle, to be somebody who doesn't have the tivus and I have to worry about my tivus. I'll just give in to my tivus. A person who just gives in. A person who's just, I don't struggle with lashon hara. Somebody who doesn't struggle and just lets go. It's a yirida. I'm having challenges. I'm having trouble waking up in the morning. I'm having trouble having kibud avim. I'm having trouble with my spouse. I'm having trouble with my children. It's yirida l'tzorech aliyah. If we could see, one of the tzaddikim says, why when a person is in pain, do you go like this with your eyes? Do your eyes squint? Why when a person is in pain, listen to this pshat, why when a person is in pain, do you squint with your eyes? One of the tzaddikim says, you know why? Because when you're squinting, you're trying to see far ahead. When you squint, you're trying to see something that you can't see right now. And the neshama knows that what's happening right now is good. But your body doesn't know that. Your emotions don't know that. And you think you're having a yirida. You think that it's raining outside. And you're like, oh my goodness, it's raining outside. You davened for flowers. Of course it's raining outside. The reason we squint when we're in pain is because the neshama knows that it's good. The neshama knows that it's good for me. But I'm a human being. I'm a human being. And it's difficult for me. And I don't want to have that pain. I don't want to be here. I wish I could move on. I wish I could just get over it. Just get over it. And I say, don't get over it. Don't get over it. Don't move on. Ki amakom asher ata oim is admas kodesh. And that's one of the reasons the tzaddikim tell us that it's the aim and the shoyrish of all the challenges that a person has. I've said this many, many times. It's not the problem that you have that's the problem. I say this many, many times. Everybody has problems. Everybody has problems. Whether you're 10 years old, whether you're 15 years old, whether you're 30 years old, whether you're 60 years old. As Reb Tzadik HaKohen says, Le'uchal oid latzeis v'lavoi. Ben meya ve'esrim shana noichi ayoim. Moshe Rabbeinu, according to his madriga, whatever this means, I don't have any ups and downs anymore. So mamela, I'm ready to die. Because what else is life about? We don't want to struggle. Lo'ili de nesayin. But the Masil Sharm says straight out, rock. L'kayim mitzvahs, he says, nimtzeinu lemeidim. Everyone wants to know, so what's my purpose on this planet? Why am I here? Why am I here? The Ramchal tells us straight out. Nimtzeinu lemeidim ki ikar mitzias ha'adam ba'olam hazeh. And one of the things that he says is, lavoid, v'lamoid ba'nesoyin, l'kayim mitzvahs, to be oimed ba'nesoyin. To have a nesoyin. V'nasata l'reyecha neis l'hisnoises. Do you know what nesoyin is, Belushin? Nesoyin a neis is a banner. It's a banner. It's a banner. You raise it up high. And a person says, I have a story. I have a challenge that I could share with you. I have something that I've gone through, that I've been through. And we think it's a eureka. We think we're doing something wrong. That's the problem. The problem is we're not able to say, you know what, I have a problem. We're more gaslighting ourselves, second guessing ourselves. I shouldn't have this problem. I shouldn't have this problem. This is not the problem I'm supposed to have. I'm supposed to have a different problem. I'm not supposed to have a yurida. I'm not supposed to be shvach in this area. Things, life is supposed to be just like that person. Just like that person. If only I had what that person has. But you know what the irony is? The irony is that everybody, the tzaddikim tell us that everybody has to go through whatever they have to go through, for whatever reason they have to go through it. They say that's the pshat. The Mezer Chamagid says that's the pshat. Listen, this is a crazy pshat. Says the Gemara in Shabbos that says, the ger, to be megayer, al menas al regal achas, and dochvoy ba'amas abinyan. They said you cannot become Jewish. Shammai pushed him away. Shammai says, you can't. You want to be al regal achas? You want to be a Jew? That's why they say Unklus became a Yid. Could you imagine someone in Nazi Germany? I don't know if they have any stories of that. Saying, now I want to be a Jew? What are you, crazy?
Yes, sir.
Now I want to be a Jew? In the darkest of time? So Shammai pushed away this ger and says, you can. Dachvai pushed him away. Hillel said, what did Hillel say? Madisani alach lechavrach leisavid. Vahafta l'reicha kamoicha. Listen to what the Mezer Chamagid says. He says like this, why did you want to become a Jew? The reason you want to become a Jew is because someone struggled. How we don't understand how this works. Al pi Kabbalah, how it works. But someone struggled. Someone went through a difficult, whatever it is, difficult thing, and that gave chiyah somehow to this neshama. Somehow your neshama wanted to become Jewish through someone else's struggle. That's the way it works, al pi Kabbalah. Someone else's struggle. They say from Esav, Shema Yahargo Acherim, they say. Acherim is Reb Meir. Reb Meir came from Esav. Reb Yakiva. Kitzayed Bepiv. Torah Shabal Peh comes from Esav. It's not a time to talk about that. Kitzayed Bepiv, they say. Torah Shabal Peh. Rashi says, Shema Yahargo Acherim. They say, Acherim is Reb Meir. Yaakov Avinu was afraid that he's going to kill the descendants of Esav from something. So why does somebody want to become Jewish? Because someone else struggled. And through their struggle, you went ahead and you now are inspired to be a Yid. How do we know? I love when this happens. Someone's davening. I had this in yeshiva. I said this a few weeks ago. There were boys who were davening at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I was there. I have a chavrusa after mincha. Yeah. The chavrusa after mincha. A few chavrusas after mincha. And I'm sitting there and there's a guy, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. 2 o'clock in the afternoon with his tefillin. I see him straight, sitting there, davening Shmonesrei. Now I know he's probably thinking, oh my gosh, it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I got up late. Whatever it is. Does he realize that he inspired me? By watching him connect, there were two guys. It happened twice in a row. I didn't mention their names. I gave shir that day, and I said the same exact thing. I didn't mention their names. I went over them afterwards and gave them a hug, and I said, thank you. They knew it. They knew I was talking about them. How do you know that your struggle is not affecting somebody else somewhere? Your Zayde, someone in Shamayim, someone in, who knows, Nebraska, some Yid who now says, I want to be connected to Yiddishkeit because you struggled and you struggle. Zok de Mezach Magid. You want to be a Jew? How did you become a Jew? You became a Jew because someone else got inspired and worked on themselves, and that hit you. So you have to pay back. You have to give it back. If we were able to see our struggles, the Arizal said this, don't try this at home. The Arizal says this. The Arizal says if a person would be able to see what it is when you're hurt by somebody, when someone hurts you, and nobody should hurt anyone, we should all be protected and healed, but that's not life. I always tell guys when they're gonna have children, get married, and it's hard to say, you're gonna hurt your spouse, you're gonna hurt, okay, hopefully you'll apologize, you'll learn to apologize. Every relationship, there is hurt. Every relationship. So how do you know when you're being hurt? Zok de Arizal. The Arizal says, if you would know what it means to the world, as Rav Moshe Lev Sassover said, if somebody would know, if a Yid knew what a krechts of a Yid, if we knew what a krechts of a Yid, that I'm in so much pain. I'm so hurt. If we knew how holy that was. It is holy, says Rav Moshe Lev Sassover. Not that we want the kvetch. We don't want it. But if we knew, Zok de Arizal, if you knew what it is to be embarrassed by somebody, to be hurt by someone, you would run around. You would run around asking. I mean, it sounds crazy. The tzaddikim tell us that's the biggest yitzhara. The challenges that we have, the difficulties that we have, we don't want it. We don't want it, but that's something that is so chashuv by Hashem. It's so halik. It's so beautiful. We have to remember that there is a purpose. We have to remember there is a reason. We have to remember that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam has a real, real holy, heavy purpose for every Yid. And we don't know why we struggle. This one struggles with their spouse, and this one struggles with this child. This one has a special needs. This one had problems with their siblings. This one has trouble with this. We have no idea. We have no idea. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam has a cheshbon for each and every day, for each and every challenge. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam has a cheshbon for everything. And that's one of the reasons why we don't want, like I said, one of the reasons that we don't want the problem is because we don't accept that this is my problem. The second someone asked me in yeshiva, when I said this, he said, you have to accept the fact that this is your problem, or accept, or stop fighting the fact that this is your problem. And he said to me, I remember it was in the beginning of the year, we were saying, stop fighting. It's like we said before, I don't know if Simba is still here, we were saying, I changed the line. You have to be comfortable to be uncomfortable. I said, no, I disagree. I used to say that. Be comfortable with being uncomfortable. I say, no, just be uncomfortable. Just be uncomfortable. You don't have to be comfortable being uncomfortable. Just be uncomfortable. Try and be uncomfortable. So this guy said, when I said problems, I'm not supposed to have this problem. But the second you realize that, maybe I am supposed to have this problem. This is exactly what I'm supposed to have. This is exactly the problem that I'm supposed to have. This is exactly what I'm supposed to have. Tailor made for me. So the guy says to me, okay, so then what do I do? So I said, you don't have to do anything at that point. Once a person is makabel, they say the din, there shouldn't be any din on anyone. Once a person is makabel, there's a story I just heard, I'm going to end off with this, a story I mamish just heard from the person herself, good friend of mine that I grew up with, her daughter told me the story. They have a 5.5-year-old daughter, and they just had a child, and I ask Michiel if I don't say over the story. It's never good to tell over stories, to repeat stories, because I know I'm definitely not going to get it exact, but you got to hear this story. The story goes like this. Mom, I just heard this on Shabbos. They had trouble having children for five and a half years. And her sister-in-law, her husband's sister also had trouble having children. They couldn't have children. And they went to get brachas. That's a crazy story. They went to get brachas. And the tzaddik told them, if you're able, they both went together. And they said, try and daven for each other. Try and daven for each other. A few months later, this woman, I think she's 25 years old, maybe 27 years old, she tells me, this is Mamash on Shabbos, told me the story. Her sister-in-law, her husband's sister, calls her up and says, I want to tell you that we're expecting. And she, the woman herself, was also expecting. And she told her the due date. It was the same exact due date. Story's not over yet. However many months later, 7 months later, they each had a child on the same exact day. This isn't a story I read, this is a story I heard yesterday. The same exact day. The same exact day. I just lost my wallet. I lost my wallet a couple of hours ago, and I had to daven mincha. I'm telling you the story. I had to daven mincha. And Yaakov went to look for my wallet. I never. I have my wallet right over here. I'll lose my wallet. I don't know what I'm doing with my wallet. It's not like I lost my keys. I have my wallet. I know exactly where my wallet is. And no business losing my wallet. I had to daven mincha. And it was very hard for me. We were late. I had to go somewhere. I'm on schedule. I had such a hard time davening mincha because all I could think about was my wallet. Because I'm like, wait, one second. I have a flight tomorrow. Wait, do I need ID? Where do I have money? And I said to myself, I'm sharing this because it mamash just happened. It was so painful for me to daven mincha. And I closed my eyes because Yaakov was looking for the wallet. And I didn't want to be distracted. And I tried to not think about my wallet.
Please are coming. This is car from both sides. Everyone should only park on one side of the road, one side, the farther side from the house.
Yeah, Morty.
Making an announcement.
Morty.
Okay.
We're going to get ticketed.
Okay, so one more time. Story. Anyone who's...
Everyone should park on the farther side of the house. The police are coming to ticket cars that are parked. Morty. Park on one side.
The story.
Park on the farther side of the house.
Morty.
Right. Exactly. It was a minute. It was a quicker Shmoneh Esrei. But I can tell you one thing. That Shmoneh Esrei. I'm not going to forget probably for my whole life, because I sat there and was fighting the whole time. I was fighting with myself. I'm like, Yoni, don't think about the wallet and just concentrate. It's going to be okay. Whether I fight. I'm saying this because it's so ironic. It's so ironic that those times that are so difficult for us, that mincha that I wish in a certain way, that it could have been just a regular mincha, in a certain way it wasn't a regular mincha, and that's the mincha that is so deep. And sometimes when we have yiridus, when we have our challenges, when we have those things that we wish, what do they say? The magic is in the work that you're avoiding. The magic of your life may be the answer. Es tzara hi li Yaakov, they say, umimena yivashea. The tzara is in Yaakov, and from the tzara itself is the Yeshua. That's why they say tzara are the same letters as tzayhar, which means light. That's why they say it's the same letters as tzura, which means it gives you form to who you are. It creates and it gives you strength and it defines who you are. That very thing that I wish that I didn't have, kiseitai lemalcham aloivecha, it's your enemy that wants to kill you. If only I had more money. If only I didn't go through what I went through with my father and my mother. If only I had a different spouse, or I had a different child, or I could learn better, or I could look different. If only. Maybe that very thing that you wish you didn't have is that very thing that's going to bring you to the promised land. That's going to bring you exactly what you want. And when we stop fighting that, and we stop fighting the very thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Hashem has given us. I've said this many times. I say this many times, and it's for myself as well. One of the most difficult things is to say I'm actually struggling. I spoke the other day in Lakewood to some chevra, and that's what I was saying. If there are two, they said, give me two pieces, two things of advice that you could say. I said, number one, to try as best as you can to be honest with yourself. I struggle with this thing. This is what I struggle with. This is difficult for me. It's so humbling for a person to say that to himself, to herself, to say, I'm not good at this. That's number one. That's the first thing I would tell anyone. And part of being honest is also realizing actually what you are good at. Some people think it's about being humble, saying, oh, right? Oh, Moshe Rabbeinu was anof mikol adam. He was a leader. Avram Avinu was anoichi ofer ve'efer. He's a leader. David HaMelech is anoichi taylas v'la'ish, and he's a leader. How could it be? Because you have to also know your strengths. That's honesty. Honesty isn't just, you know, pretending to say, oh, you know, I have these negative things. Honesty is also realizing your greatness. Correct. To realize that I have shvach things about me. I say this all the time in Shalom Bayis. All the time. Take any two people. This one has a maila, this one has a chasaron, this one has a maila. Everybody has strengths and weaknesses. Everybody has things that they're good at. Everybody has things that they're not good at. Everybody has something that they're good at. Everybody has strengths. Everybody has weaknesses. That's honesty. This person is great at this. This person, these are dvarim pshutim. We all know that's the first thing. And the second thing is, and I think they're built from each other. The second thing is, that I can get the help that I need because people can help you. Most of the time, people are not honest with themselves, so they can't ask for help. Because what am I asking for help? I'm all good. I got it all, as I think Mayor Mattel once said, Sonny, you'll like this one. I got it all covered. When someone says, I have it all covered, what does it mean, I have it all covered? Maybe you have it all actually covered. It's all covered. You say, I got it all covered. It's actually all covered over. You don't have it all covered. I got it. I can handle it. I got it. No, you can't. You're not being honest with yourself. When a person's honest with himself, and you're able to say, I suffer from this, I have this challenge, I have this strength, then we can get the help that we need to be matzliach. That we can get whatever we need. Because I'm not afraid to say that this is what I need. I'm afraid. I'm proud. This is awesome. This is who I am. This is the way Hashem made me. Hashem should help us all. We should be zeicha. Thank you very much. Thank you very much for listening. Thank you. Thank you for coming together. All of us together. This is a chizik. As I said, Rakshifta Yitin Virapa Yirapa. To come together, to be machazik each other, to listen for inspiration, to share inspiration, to try and be, to be machazik in all of these inyanim, to be machazik ourselves, to be better to each other, to love each other more. It's something that needs so much chizik, to see the good in each other, to see the good in ourselves, to realize that I could just tell you from my own life, I could tell you that it takes time. It takes time. You don't always see the Yeshua right away. It takes time to have that patience. We should all be zoicha together, each and every one of us. We should be zoicha to the Gula Shleim. Everybody should be zoicha to love and for peace and for Torah, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for our lives to be lives that are filled with just Shefa and Gashmias and Ruchnias. And Hashem will help each and every one of us. V'nacha alav Ruach Hashem. When a person has Hashem, when a person has and beg Hashem, talk to Hashem, talk to Hashem, ask Hashem. What? Or Refuah Shleima, I'll say one name, Bas Yafiga, Bas Rivka, Michal, Noah Halevi, Ben Leah, and Mesoch Shar Chayla Yisrael, should be Refuahs and Yeshuas. I said this, someone sent this to me after I said this in Shir. Send, I know this sounds funny, send Hashem a message, write Hashem a letter. Tell Hashem what you need. Tell Hashem what you need. Beg Hashem. Tell Hashem you want to have a great marriage. Tell Hashem you want to have children. Tell Hashem you want to have a great relationship with your parents. Tell Hashem you want to heal. It works. It works. It works. It works. That's all Hashem wants. He wants us. He loves us. He wants us. We're so distracted. There's one big distraction that we're distracted from, and that is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could heal everybody. Hashem could heal anything you need, can give you anything that you need. I'm going to play it again. I keep on playing this. I'm ending off for Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael. I'm playing this. I've played this not enough. This is from one of the hostages who was let out. Thank you, good memory. Listen to this, everyone. I'm sure some of you have heard this already. I can't play this enough. This is from one of the hostages that was left, Baruch Hashem released. Listen to what she says. This should be a schuz for Achinu Kol Beis Yisrael, for all Klal Yisrael. Achinu Kol Beis Yisrael. Where should I put it here?
So you have bed bugs in all your body. It's very hard to...
It's very short. It's about 49 seconds. And listen to this.
Rav, not even a minute.
So you have bed bugs in all your body. It's very hard to breathe there. You don't have hair. You can't see the sunlight. But... you know, the fact that I believe in God, it doesn't say that I will get everything that I want, and it doesn't say that I will be happy all the time. But it's promised me just one thing, that behind everything that happened, there is purpose. And I just thought about that every time. If I need to be in the tunnels, I will be in the tunnels. And I will try to do the best that I can.
We should all be zoicha. As I say, one of my favorite things of that is if we need to be in the tunnels, if Hashem wants us to be in the tunnels, and we accept it, and we know deep down that we accept it. Animamin, we all deep down believe. We believe and we know. We all know, we know deep down that Hashem loves us. Every Yid is beautiful. Every Yid is so holy. Every Yid is so connected to Hashem. May Hashem help us all have a gulus, a prat. Everyone, everybody here, all of Klal Yisrael, it can happen. To mamish have that connection, that love, that gula that we want, that we need, each and every one of us, every one of us. And the children who are suffering, children who are bullied in class, children who are bullied at home, children who are suffering, who families, we can have so much light, there could be so much love. Hashem, please help us all, help Klal Yisrael, help us have that geula befrat, begu bechlal. And through that we'll be zoichet to the Yeshuas, to Nechamas, to Refuas, for us and all the Jewish people.
Amen. Amen.